Memorial Day was damp at times across the area, and again today it is damp at times as another disturbance works through the region. That chance for rain and even some thunderstorms will continue through tonight. The best chance for showers will be anywhere from now through about midnight, though a few showers may linger later than that. Also of note, some of these thunderstorms have the potential to be damaging as we go through the late day and evening hours, meaning there's the threat for some wind damage due to these storms. There may also be some hail mixed in, and of course with any thunderstorm, we have that potential for lightning, and it's a good reminder that any time a thunderstorm threatens your area that you seek shelter until that storm safely passes. And also, very common with thunderstorms, there's always that threat for some locally heavy downpours. So be aware of the threat for rain and maybe some damaging thunderstorms in the coming hours. And then moving into the second half of the night, showers will tend to dry out as that disturbance pushes off to the east. There will be some areas of fog around, and temperatures overnight will be generally in the 50s. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll do it all over again as yet another disturbance comes into the region. So we're looking for a blend of clouds and sunshine and the chance for some showers and maybe some thunderstorms. And again, those thunderstorms tomorrow could be locally strong or severe. Temperatures tomorrow will make it up to around 70 degrees, which is just a bit below average for this time of year. Now, we should catch a break on Thursday as we see a little area of high pressure try to sneak in. So for most of us on Thursday, it will be a dry day, though there may be a few showers across the far north. So on Thursday, in areas near the Canadian border, there's the potential for a few raindrops. But for most of us, that will be a dry day. And then on Friday, we're back to that chance for showers or maybe a thunderstorm once again. So kind of like we had last week, it was pretty unsettled, but not raining the entire time. That's how this week is basically shaping up once again. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, especially this evening, patchy fog, low in the 50s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, especially this evening, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, especially this evening, areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, high in the lower to mid-70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, especially this evening, patchy fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of showers or a thunderstorm, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny, a chance of showers across the north, highs in the 60s to near 70. And on Friday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers or a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.